And with Joanne, the manager of the famous Albert, now we've been looking at your building for the past 3 months, all the refurbishment and the heat lamps, trying to get the place dry. It's like Dante's seventh circle of, you know, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. But I've been waiting, like, anxiously for it to come together and everything.
Yeah,
and
me too.
You're open and it's amazing.
I know, finally.
So well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Very proud of it.
You had the VIP event. Tell me a little bit more about how it went.
We had a preview night before the official opening to the public to invite the local businesses from Hebden Bridge and surrounding areas to come and see what we did with the pub, because we were very excited about opening this new business, which was very, very different to what the pub was like previously. And lots of people turned up. There was free wine, free Prosecco, samples of our deli menu, and it was a very successful evening, yeah.
I wanted the Prosecco. It's such a shame I couldn't come down. I was like, really with the Prosecco. It was absolutely bashing it down outside, wasn't it, in the rain?
Yeah, it was. The weather wasn't too good.
I got completely caught up in it. Yeah. Stuck in Leeds. It was a nightmare. You know, it's lots of people said some amazing things.
Yes, yeah, you know. We've had such positive feedback, which we're so grateful for, both on our social media and on Google as well. We've had quite a few reviews on Google, it's overwhelming.
I'd like to know a little bit about how you got to this stage of reopening, and 'cause the place is completely different. I'm wondering, was it bought out a while back?
Basically, 5 weeks before Christmas 2015, Victoria Percival, the owner of the business, took on the tenancy with Admiral Taverns. It's a brewery-owned pub. And I came in as manager for Victoria with a mind to change the feel of the pub, to sort of change the products in there. Eventually, we were going to have a refurb, but the floods forced us into that a bit earlier than what we anticipated. So when we went in there, we had a mindset of what the pub was going to be like, which is what we've created now after this refurb.
I really like the sort of really modern take. It's you've got that modern and classic look together.
Well, we've tried to go for a quirky Victorian feel, obviously sticking with the Victoria and Albert theme of the pub, with a few touches here and there of the modern with the lampshades, things like that.
Yeah. Don't you think the fashion has taken a very interesting turn?
It has, absolutely.
Do you think it's steampunk influenced?
Maybe a little, yeah. I think people like traditional. Before, the pub was felt maybe a little dark, whereas now we've opened it up.
So it's being traditional without being dated and being stuck in the past.
It's
a homage to lovely and great things, but also saying that we've taken a new... We've revisioned.
Yes, that's it. That is it. We have revisioned the Albert. Definitely.
Yeah, it's really lovely. It was nice to pop in. So you're serving the drinks and stuff. You've been teasing the board. Tell me about the deli board. The deli board. That's the one.
Basically, we have a food offer. It's at the moment. It's not a hot food offer. It's a deli offer. So we are trying to be very Yorkshire with what we are doing. So we have a Yorkshire cheese board. We have a Yorkshire ham board.
And then you have olives for me.
We sell olives, Basnacks, which is olives. We have
prosciutto.
Iberico ham and Manchego cheese boards, which are delicious to die for. And we do actually carve the ham on the premises. So everything is freshly made to order, of course. And we try and source our ingredients locally. So all our bread comes from the Blue Sky Bakery. I mean, obviously, we're working together and creating a great offer. It's there for grazing, for people who come in, they get a little bit peckish. They can sit there with the deli board and have a few pints.
It complements your beer, doesn't it?
It does, and our lovely wine menu as well, actually. And gins. Funnily enough, you wouldn't think that they go with the gins, but they do. Anything goes with gin.
You see, gin is a thing that I think was originally masculine.
Yes.
Then women went on the gin, and I think
they
sort of go, actually, gin is a manly drink, isn't it?
well, some of our gins are quite girly, but actually we've had a lot of men drinking our Pinkster gin, which is pink gin.
If it's got a mustache on it, though, then
then
it's man gin.
Our Plymouth gin is very manly, I think. We have about 25 gins.
You're going to have to teach me of all the different gins, because there's a few, the Bombay. Not quite my taste, but the London sort of Gordonsy ones tend to be more me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, and it's annoying because, like, there's some really fancy ones that I don't like, and there's some that I do, and I don't.
Well,
you'll have to educate me.
That's probably just because you haven't had it with the right accompaniment.
Maybe.
With the gins, the garnishes bring out the flavour of the gins. So with certain gins, you have to have the right garnish to enjoy the best taste possible from it. We have premium tonics to go with all of our gins. All of our staff are trained on which garnishes go with which gins. So if you don't feel you're a gin expert, you can come in and we'll recommend one for you, and you will enjoy it because they're beautiful.
So yeah, it's nice. You've got everyone trained up in the specialist
things.
We
have, yes.
Which is the advantage of, you know, being part of a brewery. You get that kind of.
We have had some really good training. We've had the perfect serve training. Myself, I've had obviously management training, marketing training, and I've been able to, luckily enough, to be trained over the years and train my staff, who are all brilliant. We have a really great team, and we're having a great time at the Albert.
It was lovely when I went in.
Yeah.
And, you know, nice, lovely, friendly approach.
That's it. That's what we're trying to go for.
Yeah. No, that's really nice. Tell us a little bit about, before we go on to talk more about the business, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you came from and what you were doing before you came to the Albert.
So I am originally from Todmorden. I've worked in the pub trade since I was 18. I managed the Golden Lion for 7 years. And then I actually took it over 2 years after I finished being manager there. And that flooded within 3 months, so I have no luck whatsoever
when it
comes to floods. I've worked at the Polished Knob. I've worked at various bars in Todmorden. Lots of experience.
And here you are with all the different things.
Yeah.
So would you say, I mean, coming into doing, it's the first time you've worked with this brewery then? So how does it compare?
It's the first time
compare?
Working with Admiral Taverns. I previously worked with Punch Taverns at the Golden Lion. And to be honest, both were great. They both have great training programmes. And I enjoyed managing for both of them.
I want to go back to those deli boards.
So
are they available yet, or are they available soon?
They are available. They're available throughout the week. So we serve Sunday to Thursday, 12 or 6 p.m. But if you book a table, obviously we can do that later for you, or earlier actually, because we are open from 10 a.m. in the morning, and Friday and Saturday 12 till 8 p.m.
Oh, I didn't even know you were open from 10 a.m.
Yes, well, we have
that's amazing.
We have now have a coffee offer as well, so we have an espresso machine, and we sell Joe Black coffee, and no one within a 10-mile radius sells Joe Black coffee.
So
we are the original Joe Blacks of Hebden Bridge. All of our products are premium products, and they all taste fantastic. So.
Oh, that's lovely. And also the serving training to be able to actually
give the service. It's the whole experience. It's the products. You can have a go into a pub and they have great products, but without the service there and without the atmosphere, that's just another product. So we're all about the full experience. So you get the great service, you get the great products, and you get the great atmosphere in a beautiful refurbished pub.
It's just the right balance, isn't it? I was surprised to see how rejigged the place is.
Yeah.
So what was the thinking behind moving the bar from the left to a more central position?
Well, when we first opened in December, before the Boxing Day floods, the bar was really big, and as you walk through the door, the bar was directly there, and it felt like the areas were separated from one another, and there wasn't a great flow to the building, so people congregated around the bar they were blocking off certain areas to the pub, which weren't being used to the full potential. So obviously, when the flood did happen, one of the walls got taken down, and it gave us a great opportunity to be able to move the bar and change the flow of the pub itself.
It was years ago since I went in, but I used to go in a lot when I was 18, 19. Used to go in quite a lot and play pool in the back.
Yes.
What's that area like
that
now?
That area is actually our kitchen. We felt when we went in the pool room, we couldn't monitor it properly for a start. And we fully intended when we went in there to remove any games machines, televisions, pool tables, so that we could go back to traditional pub life where people actually sat and had a conversation.
Because all that lot was never really part of a traditional pub. It just sort of got lumped in.
Exactly.
When technology came in
That's it. And now we don't have any of those things. And at first, I think people were shocked that we dared to do that, to take those away from obviously, which is a well-loved local pub. And we love our locals.
Because people think that's traditional, but it isn't really traditional, is it?
So we had to assure them, give it 2 weeks and you'll see the difference it makes. And actually they did, and they loved it.
How do you design a pub like this?
We had a fabulous owner of the business, Victoria Percival, who worked with Admiral Taverns and the design team, PDS, which were the building contractors who did the work on the refurb. And working together, we just created this amazing thing. So, yeah, there were some brilliant minds at work when they came up with this one.
You haven't rocketed your prices up either,
no,
have you?
We have stayed... Our price range has stayed the same.
Yeah. I think that's something that people maybe don't quite realise, do they? They probably think that because it looks so beautiful.
It's had a refurb that they think we've rocketed our prices up, when actually we still have the same products we had before, but we've introduced some more premium products as well. So there's different levels of price range there. So we start off with our pint of Foster's, which is your standard price, and then you go up to your premium lager, which is Birra Moretti, which of course you expect to pay a little bit more for.
That's my favourite.
It's lovely.
Is that bottle delicious. Or draft?
Draft.
Oh, yes.
Draft Moretti. Yeah,
yes.
It's lovely. Now, very popular. We've tried to put in products that, you know, other people don't serve as well.
Yeah. Because it appeals to that wider range, isn't it? The inside has been very sort of... It's got a very logical layout now.
It has, yeah. And I think we've done it sympathetically as well to the building itself. There is still a couple of features from the old Albert in there. So the architrave... That is actually the original architrave, and the designers in a couple of areas had to copy that, which was a difficult job, but they did it really well. The fireplaces in there haven't been working for as long as any of our customers can remember.
No, I remember them not really.
Yeah, so now we have a working log burning stove and an open fireplace at
lovely.
The other end of the pub.
Can't wait till winter to have a look.
In winter time will be lovely.
Yeah,
we have wing back chairs, so you can sit by the fire, read a book, and just basically come in and relax.
How does the new layout affect the capacity of the building?
In fact, I think it lets a few more in than what we previously could allow in. Obviously, we have to take into account fire safety, things like that. But the areas, because they've been opened up a bit more, we can actually fit more people in.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
no, that's lovely.
As we've learned for the past 2 weeks, it's been very busy.
Tell me about the first opening weekend.
So the first opening weekend was absolutely hectic. We expected it to be busy, but this was on another level. I was just running around.
I walked
around,
past. I thought, shall I just pop in? I was like,
yeah.
No, I'll wait for the car because I want to talk to you and have a chat.
Well, me and my staff, we worked very, very hard over the opening weekend. I just didn't register anything at all, really, because we were that busy. I was running around like a headless chicken, but we still delivered the great service that we adhere to.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So you've got the kitchen. So moving on, where are you going with that?
So we are going to have a Christmas menu at the end of this week, And on that Christmas menu, there's four options for... It's not a buffet as such. So we have our deli offer, which is one of the offers we have. We have an offer for Spanish paella, chicken and chorizo paella, meaty chile.
Mouth-watering.
Yeah.
Paella.
it's beautiful as well. My paella recipe is lovely. Everything is homemade. We have on there an option for a steak pie or a meaty chile. So meaty beef chili, which will be lovely.
Lovely combination of things.
Yeah, so absolutely. And
if you want to go really traditional, you can. But also, if you want to go a little bit more European, there's an option.
Absolutely, yes.
I love that combination because more than often, you find that you like completely different things to your friends or your family. And I think that's something that's going to...
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is homemade. And will be delicious. So we will be, as soon as the menus
I saw your pork pies now. Are they brought in through the baker?
Yes. Our deli offer is all the ingredients apart from the bread, which is by Blue Sky Bakery, is brought in by Cryer and Stott, which is a company in Manchester. Obviously, the pork pies are made on the premises and then delivered to us fresh, and they are lovely. The last Sunday of every month, the first one being the 25th of September, we have Jazz Sunday with the Frank Brooker Trio, and that's 2 till 5 p.m.
Oh, that's lovely.
And there will be more events coming up. If you take a look on our Facebook page, The Famous Albert, or our Twitter page, @famous_Albert, you'll see regular updates. We also have regular updates on our website, thealberthebdenbridge.co.uk.
Well, that's great. So if people want to add you on Facebook, they have to type in The Famous
the
Albert.
The Famous Albert, not just The Albert. That will bring up various pubs around the country.
It does, doesn't it?
That's why we've gone with The Famous Albert for our Facebook page.